Understanding causation in medical legal cases. As a medical legal physician, one of the critical issues I frequently have to assess is whether a particular event or exposure can be considered the cause of a patient's medical condition or injury. Establishing causation is crucial in cases involving medical malpractice, toxic torts, workplace injuries, and more. At its core, causation requires a provable cause and effect relationship between two events. If one event brings about another, the former can be considered the cause in fact of the latter, even if there are multiple intervening steps or reactions, like the sequence from pulling a trigger to a bullet hitting its target. However, in the medical and legal realms, simply establishing chronological order is insufficient. We must dig deeper to determine if there is a substantive causal association at play. A direct causal association exists when the precipitating event or exposure was both necessary and sufficient to produce the outcome in question. For example, severe head trauma directly causing permanent brain damage. More often, we encounter indirect causal associations where the outcome occurred due to an initiating event combined with other contributing factors. Poverty alone does not cause disease, but combined with poor nutrition, sanitation, and limited healthcare access, it can lead to adverse health impacts. It's also critical to differentiate true causation from mere correlation. A non-causal relationship or correlation exists when two factors occur together, not because one caused the other, but because they share an underlying common driver. The example of graying hair and increased heart attack risk is instructive. The two factors coincide due to aging rather than a causal biological mechanism linking them. We must also avoid causal fallacies like post hoc ergo propter hoc, the flawed assumption that because one event preceded another, it must have caused it. Just because a cat crossed someone's path before a collision does not actually mean the cat encounter caused the accident. Ultimately, in medico-legal contexts, establishing causation requires careful analysis of biological plausibility and temporal relationships and ruling out alternate explanations. As physicians, our role is to apply scientifically valid concepts of causation to shed light on these complex cases. By truly understanding causation principles, we can reach fairer and more accurate legal outcomes.